Got an issue you just can't fix?
On the fence about what direction you should take?
Been wrestling with a situation that's out of control? Let's take it out of the Too Hard Basket.
It is time for the Too Hard Basket, and here to help in this week's Too Hard Basket are Denise Erickson, co-founder of Media Mentors, and Rick Goddard, presenter for ABC Hobart. Welcome to you both.
Hello, Beverly.
Hello.
Welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have you both. Now, this week, Denise and Rick, we need your help on a family matter, and it has to do with naming, specifically what to call granddad's new wife and whether it should be grandma. So just to get the lay of the land to start, Denise, I want to start with you because you are a grandparent. What grandparent name do you go by?
I go by Nana.
Okay. And was that any kind of discussion? I know a lot of grandparents talk about what name they want, even ahead of children being born. Was there a conversation about that?
It was a little bit, but it was more by sort of tradition, I suppose. Both of my grandmothers were called Nana, and it seemed logical to me that I would continue that tradition. So it's sort of by stealth rather than a decision, I think. Frankly, she could call me Puppy Dog and I'd still be happy.
That's right. Are you possessive of that name, Nana?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Partly because, as I say, I grew up with lots of people in my family being called Nana. So there was always more than one. And I think it doesn't define the relationship for me. I'm delighted I'm a Nana. But if sadly her other grandmothers died, but she was called Grandma. So we didn't have that issue. But it's not an issue for me, to be honest. I'm sorry. I know that it is an issue that we're discussing today.
Hold your powder, Denise. We'll get to that problem. Hold your powder.
I'm keeping it dry.
Keep it dry. We will get there. So, Rick, when it comes to blended families, how tricky is it to figure out what to call new family members?
So it's really challenging for everybody. There's a point where the children get sick of saying, that person I'm speaking about is the son of my mum's boyfriend. You know, it gets really long. So there's a process where you need to have those conversations and work out how it's going to work. And it's not the same for everybody. But I think this generation of kids kind of expect to have those conversations. They expect to be consulted. They expect to have a say. And what they're called, the kids around them are choosing pronouns and all those sorts of things. So there are processes now to have those conversations quite publicly.
Right. And I just kind of add my branch into this Too Hard Basket is that it can be culturally specific as well, because I'm Taiwanese. In Taiwanese culture, we have very specific names for every single member of your family, your immediate, your extended family. Yeah. It takes into account birth order. It takes into account whether it's your maternal or paternal side. It even counts your generational relationship. So we need to take all of that into the mix or join the conversation that has been kicking off all morning on the Radio National Facebook page. So let's go to Linda's problem. She writes and tells us that her dad remarried a couple of years ago. His new wife is constantly insisting she be known as grandma to my children and that they call her that. My dad also sees it that way, and I think it's because it will make her happy. I'm not keen on this idea and try to suggest other names. These are not accepted. Perhaps once she has built a relationship with the children, yes, that's grandma's okay, but not much effort has gone into getting to know them at all. I actually find her quite a self-centered person. So flag that. It is beginning to cause a rift between my father and I don't want that to happen. What do I do? How do I deal with this situation? Denise, coming to you first again, as you were hearing that, taking that in, where were the red flags for you?
Look, the red flags for me are whether or not there's a much bigger picture here, which is that she's got an uncomfortable relationship with her dad's new wife. And I it could be reflected in all sorts of ways, including what her kids call her. And I think that that's an underlying problem that I certainly faced when my dad and my mum got divorced and Dad ended up marrying somebody that initially I really liked, but later on wasn't so much fun. And I can actually see that might cause Linda to go, I don't want you to call, to be a grandmother to my children, regardless of what she calls them, if that makes sense. I think that's what I took from it. There's a bigger picture issue than whether or not she's called grandma.
It's the presence of that person in and of itself seems to be possibly an issue, Denise.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's a tough one for Linda, because I understand that, you know, the problems that occur when, I don't know whether or not, for example, that Linda's mother is called Grandma or whether or not she's even still alive. But if her mother's already called Grandma, then I can see that friction and I tend to go with that.
Yes, we don't know the status of Linda's mother, whether this remarriage is following a death or a divorce, for example. Rick, what do you think? What are the red flags as you mull over this dilemma?
The red flags are, I think, the lady who wants to be called Grandma, like, that seems a big ask. And maybe she's taking that role for granted and not understanding that she's stepping into the senior role in the family if you take that name on. And like you said, Beverly, you know, in a traditional culture, these things are very carefully thought through and discussed, your place in the group. And we've lost a lot of that language. And so I feel like she's just unconsciously stepping into a place that she hasn't earned. Linda also says that she doesn't show much affection and interest to the children. So if she would like to be grandmotherly, maybe if she's missing that in her life, she needs to do that through action, not through, you know, demanding a title. It's a bit like that come here and give me a kiss thing at Christmas. Like, that's not okay anymore. You have to ask now. And she needs to ask the kids what they would like to call her.
That, again, speaking to that generational divide and that cultural divide about, I suppose, entitlement. And it sounds like, Rick, you're hinting that the title of grandma needs to be earned.
It needs to be conferred in a way. Like, lots of grandmas end up with their names because children mispronounce something. So we had Tushka, who was Estera, and my oldest brother couldn't say that, and she became Tushka, which was like a made-up name. And certainly my mum's generation, when I was having children, they all negotiated with each other who got what titles and who was Granny Jill and Granny Lou both wanted to be Granny.
And wow! It's a summit.
Granny Jill and Granny Lou.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was a summit of the senior women. And this is deep. It's really tribal. And the dad needs to get across the fact that this thing that he's caught in the middle of, he needs to play a role in doing some of the diplomacy and not leave it to his daughter.
Right. So you go ahead, Denise.
I come from Aotearoa, New Zealand. And while I'm not Māori, and I'm very much a Pākehā, I saw around me in New Zealand a far more welcoming, huge, whanau family concept, okay, where there wasn't that sort of cultural tradition of everybody knowing their place. It was more that like that old saying of a village brings up a child. And I noticed it in talking to Indigenous friends that, you know, you can be called mum and you can be called uncle and you can be called brother without that genetic link, if you like.
Right.
And so I suppose that's what makes me more relaxed about it. I mean, in the end, I want my granddaughter to go away with the memory of a person that she loved in her life and that I have a special place in her life that happens to be her father's mother. And that to me is way more important than, and my son had my dad's second wife as his grandmother figure, but he didn't call her grandmother, he called her Wendy. That's, you know, just the way it was. But I think it's assuming a very, very big importance where, I don't know, is it really worth all that angst? I'm damned if I'd sacrifice my dad's relationship over it. I'm sorry, but I wouldn't.
Sounds like there's two pieces here where it's maybe letting go of what that term grandma means, but also, on the other hand, recognizing the importance of having that adult person in our life, regardless of what you call them. There's lots of pieces there. Sounds like maybe the father has a role to play here. Rick, what role should the father have in terms of, sounds like he's insisting a little bit. What advice would you give him?
For the dad, it was so interesting hearing you talk about the idea of whānau, because in my family, again, from New Zealand, apologies, like everybody's
surrounded over here.
Included. I know. We sneak in. but in Australia, I've come across this a lot. The only person who used to do this in my family was my racist nana, who would be at Christmas going, "They're not family. Why are they here?" when mum would invite lonely people and waifs and strays. People talk a lot about blood, you know, and they're like, "They're not blood." So Linda might need to ask if she's being exclusionary because she's not, you know, a real person. But also for the dad, it's just to have quiet conversations, I think, with his partner to go, hey, build the relationships that you want. What's making you want to be called grandma so badly? She needs to get some self-knowledge about that to share back. And then they need to address actually why they want this title so badly from the kids.
Denise, should the children be involved in deciding what to call granddad's wife?
It depends on how old they are, of course. But in the end, I think it's an adult negotiation to, you know, I don't know whether, if I'm really honest, I'm not sure there's a negotiation to be had. Reading Linda's email, it seems like her dad's come down pretty firmly on the side of his new wife. And that's why I was coming at it from saying maybe Linda just has to accept that he does have a new wife and that just get on with it. Is it really worth a scrap? I don't know. It doesn't feel like it to me, to be honest.
Maybe we should take a page from Rick Goddard's family and have a summit, Linda, the family, and just really, you know, hash it out at that high-level summit.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.